Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey guys, how close have you been to just throwing your clubs away? Hanging them up, putting them in the garage and never seeing them ever again, or even better yet, sticking them on eBay and getting rid of them for good. How close have you been to that? You've got to be fed up of hitting that hook, that slice, that top shot, missing those 3, 4, 5 foot putts, hitting thin and fat chip shots when you're just off the green and turning your score into a good one to a bad one, blowing up on the last few holes. There's so many things that I've seen golfers get frustrated with that you may be frustrated with. Now, I'm going to do you a huge favor. You are probably sick and tired or fed up of going on YouTube and looking at millions of different videos and getting conflicting information. One guy says do this, one guy says do that. And you just don't know what to do for yourself. You're just unsure. You think you know, and you try it, you do a drill, you think you've got this new swing thought, this new feeling, and all of a sudden it never shows up on the golf course. So you might be in a difficult position. I'm gonna do you a huge solid. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com, book yourself a free 20 to 30 minute power call with me. I will either give you clarity on what you need to do, I will share some resources that are specific to you, or we could maybe work with each other one-on-one. Your choice. Either way, you get huge value out of it and you can finally get clarity. Head over to gtcgolfacademy.com. Right on the front page, you'll see it right there. 20 to 30 minute free power call. Book it right now with me and I'll speak to you soon. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about hitting a hook, how you can fix hitting that hook, and more importantly, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about ball flight. I think over the next few podcasts we're going to talk more and more about ball flight. And you know what? Probably just throughout the whole course of this podcast, I have no idea how long it's going to go on for. I have no intention of ever stopping, but so I think I'm always going to be talking about ball flight, because ultimately your ball does certain things, and to understand what it does and to fix what it does, you got to understand ball flight. So if you don't understand ball flight, then you're always going to struggle. So we are always going to talk about ball flight today. We're going to fix that hook, so you need to know a little bit more about ball flight. Now, I worked with a few golfers this past weekend, and they were average shooters of about mid-80s. One of the guys, actually, was a pretty good golfer. He's a stockbroker as well. Stockbroker down in Atlanta. A pretty successful guy. Very active, healthy, and fit. And his scoring average was about 78, 79 is what he was telling me, which is pretty cool. 78, 79 is a scoring average. So, pretty good golfer. He was 76 years old as well. So, pretty impressive there. Anyway, he's the main person I'm going to talk about this morning, since he was the one with a really big hook. Some of the other golfers that I worked with hit a hook and a fade and a block and a pull and all sorts of things. But this guy predominantly hit a hook. So I'm gonna talk to you about a hook. As I'm walking past some guys cutting the grass now near the newly reopened swimming pool. If you can hear that, my apologies. Hold on a second, we're getting past it. So these podcasts, by the way, I just do on my morning walk, or when I get a gap or a break at my teaching facility, I do them then on the range or on the golf course. But most of them are out on my morning walk. Anyway, so this guy hits a hook, average 76, scoring average, 78. There's a 78 scoring average, is a 76-year-old guy in good shape hitting a hook. So we get right into it and I'm like, all right, dude, what's going on? Find out a little bit more about him. I watch him hit a bunch of shots. I typically watch my students hit pitching wedge 9-iron, then a mid-iron, sort of 7-iron or 6-iron, and then I watch them hit like a 5 or a 4 or even a 3 or a 4 or a 3-iron. So I watch the short-iron, mid-iron, long-iron, put it on video so I can later on when I invite them to their training space, because I give everybody a training space, on Coach Now, really good coaching app. Everyone gets their own personal training space where I like do voiceovers, give video drills, give downloadable PDF worksheets, ebooks and audios and voiceover analysis of their golf swing and different shots and all sorts of stuff, right? Pretty cool. So I take all these videos, then I look at his woods and look at the driver, and I'm like, this dude's typical shot is a hook. Like, you know, a lot of golfers that come to me, they say the bad shot's this, and then when I watch and I look at the swing characteristics, it's actually the opposite. They just seem to be focusing on that shot because the shot that they think is their regular bad shot, just because they don't like it when it's not the shot they hit more often than not. So, but this guy was right. This guy was like spot on hitting hooks. So first of all, what I wanted to find out is where he's hitting the ball on the club face, because there's no point in changing swing direction, swing path, messing around with a lot of stuff if you're hitting the ball all over the face. Like, a lot of people don't know that just by where the ball meets the club face, that it can affect the spin axis, which will affect the shape the ball flies. So I'm like, okay, if this guy's hitting it pretty central, pretty solid on the face, then yeah, we gotta maybe look at his swing direction, his swing path, probably a little bit too much from the inside, his direction's probably out to the right, because he's a right-handed golfer. And we probably have to make some changes there, maybe his backswing, his downswing, his swing plane, maybe it's a bit shallow, a bit flat. But before we do any of that, I'm gonna figure out what is this guy doing when the rubber meets the road, when the ball hits the face, what the hell's going on? So I spray some stuff on his face. I get my launch monitor out, so I can pretty much accurately see. You know, some people look at the launch monitor data, and like they don't really believe that that's where they're hitting the ball. So I will spray the face as well, so that it's like, here you go, look, that's where the ball hit the face. Just helps sort of solidify what I'm saying, what the technology is saying to my students and my clients. So, boom, it hits a few shots, and there it is, black and white. You're hitting the ball out the toe, right out the toe, dude. So when you hit the ball out the toe, you put, for the right-handed golfer, the spin axis that you create is what causes a hook, causes a draw, causes a hook. Now, because you hit it so far out the toe, that is a hook. If you didn't hit it as far out the toe, like me personally, I don't want to, but I actually hit the ball a little out the toe. So it's what I'm always working on. So I show him this, and it's like, this is why we're hitting the hook. And he's like, okay. And I explain to him all the ball flight laws. Some of the ball flight laws, just so he can get a better understanding. Because I believe a lot of change and a lot of development is in education. You know, you got to learn it first, right? Got to understand it. Got to understand conceptually. So we talk through that. He hits this, and he's hitting his hook because he's hitting the ball out of the toe. So all we do, this is the crazy thing, this is all we did. So we sprayed the face again, and I drew like lines on the face, just two. So these are your parameters. I want you to hit between these two lines. I want you to try to hit between these two lines. So we set up some shots, and straight off the bat, he changes his body, his brain and his body adapt to the new demands that I just placed on him. And he starts flighting this thing, little baby draw. Just starts flighting it, and then we look at the face, and there it is, right out the middle. All because we started to place a focus. Remember, where focus goes, energy flows. So we started placing a focus on hitting the face in a different place. And as a byproduct, his swing direction, swing path, swing plane, the overall movement of where the club was going, like, it all changed without me even saying anything about it. Now, after chatting to him and further looking over the weekend after the lesson at his videos and doing a thorough analysis, I think at some point we will have to get the club to work a little bit more upright, get the club a little bit in more balance. So that we'd be touching on the swing plane there, because the swing direction and the path is still a little bit too much from the inside out for the irons, you know. So it's not too bad. Like, he'll play, he'll be a good player, but we can better compress the ball and flight the ball better and get more distance, not from not even swinging it necessarily, trying to swing it faster, just from being more efficient, you know. So put little in and get the most out. But right off the bat, lesson one, obviously I don't do too many changes in the first lesson, just because I gotta learn my new students' swing and who they are and what they do and why they do and all that stuff. But from this, all we did was change the thought process and the focus of where we were hitting the club face. Now, that's the key thing, club face. I wanted to talk a little bit about ball flight laws, right? Now, ball flight laws are all good, all well and good, but you have to consider before further analysis or before guessing what you think you're doing wrong. You have to understand where the ball's hitting the face, because that trumps everything. You could swing out to in with whatever the club face needs to be doing to hit a slice, but hit it out the toe, you're hitting a hook, hitting a pull hook now, you know. But so it's all down to the face. So just know, wherever your golf ball is going and the shape that it's going in, why it's doing that is the face's responsibility. The club face is responsible for practically everything your golf ball does. I'm going to say about 98%. So the ball's starting direction, overall direction, it's down to the club face. Now, yeah, there's a bunch of other swing characteristics, and there's a bunch of other what we call ball impact factors. Is what we call them, like angle of attack, swing path, face angle, which is one that's the most important, I just shared with you, swing direction, we got smash factor, and what we just chatted about was centeredness of strike, basically hitting that ball on the club face. So if you're out playing golf and you are struggling to really understand why your ball's doing what it's doing, and you're hitting some crazy shots, then consider just concentrating on where you think the ball's hitting the face. And if you want to find out exactly where, go and get yourself some Dr. Scholl's foot spray, spray your club face, hit a ball, boom, it shows up right there. And then you can start to figure out, oh wow, I'm hitting this shot because I'm hitting the ball on the toe or on the heel or high on the face or low on the face and all of that stuff. If you need help with it, please, by all means, shoot me a message. You can message me on YouTube, on the Facebook page. I'm pretty active on those. You can even contact me through the podcast. My details are all in the information section of this podcast. So I would love to help you if you need that help. Now, if you want to take your game to a new level, you can always reach out to me. Book yourself a 20 to 30 minute power call with me. I'll coach you, I'll figure out what you need in your game, what you're looking for, what you need to achieve those goals that you're reaching for, and then we can decide if we want to go any further. I've got a bunch of different coaching programs, remote coaching programs, but you can book a free 20 to 30 minute power call. We can figure out what you need, or you may just need some clarity on where to go and how to move forwards, which will be totally free as well. So you can do that just look in my information section, book yourself a 20 to 30 minute power call. I'll look forward to seeing you or speaking to you soon. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow talking about something else, probably related to ball position. Have a good day, and I'll speak to you then.